it's not too big.
Not the biggest. All right. It's not like the biggest Solomon.
Nope, not the biggest one, because the biggest one was 119, right?
Yep. Yeah. And that one.
Yeah. Yeah, this isn't nearly as big. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. It's good to have you. This is where we get together, we get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2021, we'll make it through all of the wisdom literature. Well, today we are at Psalm 132. Thanks for joining. Why don't we go ahead and have some coffee, we'll pray, and we'll get into God's Word. You guys get coffee or tea in those cups?
Tea.
Tea? All right, well, I'm going to have coffee.
I have coffee, too.
You have coffee? You're silly. Okay. Well, let's go ahead and pray. Father, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for the blessing it is to get to come to your word. We pray now that as we read your word, that you would soften our hearts, enlighten our eyes, open our ears. In Jesus' name, amen. You know what Daddy didn't do this morning?
What?
Brush my hair. I look like a goonberry. All right. Here we go. You ready? A song of ascents. Lord, remember David and all his afflictions, how he swore to the Lord and vowed to the mighty one of Jacob. Daniel, please come sit over in here next to Nathan. Thank you. Surely I will not go into the chamber of my house or go up to the comfort of my bed. I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids until I find a place for the Lord. A dwelling place for the mighty one of Jacob. Behold. Oh, it's okay.
Behold, we heard of it in
Rephath.
Rephath, we found it in the fields of woods. Let us go into his
tabernacle.
Let us worship at his footstool. Arise, O Lord, to your resting place, you and the ark of your strength. Let your priests be clothed with righteousness, and let your saints shout for joy.
Well, that was nice. Thank you for getting Bubba's glasses. You're going to read 10 through 12, okay?
For your servant David's sake, do not turn away from the face of your anointed. The Lord has sworn in truth of David, he will not turn from it. I will set you upon the throne and the fruit of your body. If your sons will keep my covenant and my testimony, which I shall teach them, their sons shall also sit upon your throne forevermore.
Ellie, Daniel, you need to come sit down. Thank you. For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his dwelling place. This is my resting place forever. Here I will dwell, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread. I will also clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy. There I will make the horn of David grow. I will prepare a lamp for my anointed. His enemies I will clothe with shame, but upon himself his crown shall flourish. All right, so we need to ask ourselves first what?
A, what is this about?
B, what is the
best verse to summarize?
Best verse to summarize, and C, what are we
called to do?
Hey, you guys want to know what? You guys want to know something?
Papa.
Barb Lewis said. Graham Lewis said. Good morning. You guys want to say good morning to Graham?
Good morning.
All right, so we need to ask ourselves, A, what is this about? So good job.
Bye.
So the first part is about David wanting to build a temple, right? Until I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling place for the mighty one of Jacob. And so let us worship at his footstool. Let us go into his tabernacle. Arise, Lord, to your resting place, you and the ark of your strength. But the second part isn't about God in the tabernacle or the temple. The second part is about who?
David.
Specifically, what about David?
That he will flourish.
That he's going to flourish. And that, what does it say down here? If your
sons will keep my covenant and my testimonies which I shall teach them, their sons also shall sit upon your throne forever.
Yeah, that's what God had promised in 2 Samuel 7. He had made this promise to David that his sons would sit upon the throne. Right? And so, is there a king in Israel right now?
Mm-hmm.
Nope. There's a prime minister. His name is Benjamin Netanyahu, at least for right now.
But the king in Israel is God.
It's God?
Mm-hmm.
But here God is saying he's going to establish David's throne. So how is David's throne established? Who's sitting on David's throne now?
Solomon.
Well, Solomon's dead.
Jesus.
Jesus is. That's right. It's Jesus who sat at, who, remember, after he died and he was buried, what happened on the third day? He rose up from the, and did he stay on earth?
Mm-mm.
Where did he go?
He went to heaven.
He ascended into heaven. And what did he do when he ascended into heaven?
He sat down on his throne.
He sat down on his throne. That's right. And so did Jesus keep the covenant?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was perfect, so.
Yeah.
Nope.
No. So what do you think is the best verse to summarize this?
With Jesus.
Be with Jesus, okay.
This is
how we.
Do we trust in Jesus?
Maybe 5:1-5.
You like verses 1 and 5?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like verse 1 and 5. I like verse 10. I like verse 12. I will also clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud with joy. No, I need to untie my tongue. Yeah, all of those are really good. Yeah, well, why don't we go ahead and pray? Father, we thank you so much for giving us a king who has kept the covenant perfectly. We thank you for your love and your care for us. We pray that we would trust in Jesus and we would shout aloud for joy for all you have done. In Jesus' name, amen. May God bless you today. May he fill you with joy and peace. And we'll see you on Monday. Bye.
Bye.